Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have, of course, this amazing author and one of the senior members of the Church of the Continuing Church of God, Dr. Bob Teal. And Dr. Bob has a biblical approach to what's going on in the fires here in California. We have other people who presented on whatever environmental or geoclimatic and other events, but I'd like to hear your perspective in terms of, in the next couple segments, the whole issue of the biblical side of why are the fires so bad. And, of course, I think it was no exaggeration that the fires right now that have consumed 300,000 acres are not contained. It's the worst fires in California. It must be one of the worst in American history in the last 300 years. But it's no doubt in my mind that it's actually definitely one of the worst in American history. So why, particularly in California, from a biblical point of view, are we on fire?
From a biblical perspective, the Bible says, Scripture actually says that God does use fire. He'll use it to have people that pay attention, hopefully repent. And what's interesting is last December, there were fires, and we had a new record set, if you will, for fires. As a matter of fact, I actually got affected by the fires in the sense that that we're around here. We actually were going to go to the Santa Barbara Zoo last year in December, and we couldn't go because they had evacuated animals. We finally did good go there. But anyway, getting to the biblical perspective, what was interesting is that Governor Brown, California Governor Jerry Brown, he blamed Donald Trump. And he said that that Donald Trump didn't appear to fear the, quote, wrath of God, or have any regard for the environmental existential consequences of his environmental policies.
Right.
So Brown goes out and blames Trump for causing this, which, okay, remember, for people who don't remember, Donald Trump didn't become president until January of 2017, and to say that his environmental policies, one way or the other, could have caused the largest fire at that time in California history by December is illogical. There isn't, I don't think, if President Trump had done everything that the environmental people wanted,
right,
that would have possibly stopped the fires. It has had nothing to do with it. But
it's like blaming Trump for a car accident 1,000 miles from where he is. It's like, are you kidding me? This is not based on common sense, decency, or logic.
So I decided to take a look in terms of the wrath of God and bring something up. I went and I looked at the Roman Catholic version of the Bible. And the reason I did this is because many of your listeners may be aware that originally Governor Brown was going to be a Jesuit priest. Or at least he studied with the Jesuits. And so I decided to use a Catholic translation of the Bible because he was Roman Catholic. I realize for those who are Roman Catholic or listening that you don't believe that Governor Brown practices that, and I'm not I debate that at all. But since Governor Brown brought up the wrath of God, let me just quote from the Rheims New Testament, or from the Douay Rheims, as most Catholics would call it. Romans 1, verse 18, said, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and injustice of those men that detain the truth of God in injustice. And then it starts to go through, and I'm going to paraphrase this. I'm just going to read all of this, but it says, because what should have been manifest to them, because the invisible things show that the physical things show that there's an invisible thing, they should, without excuse, they should know all this stuff, basically, the Bible says, that there's a God. But because they didn't want to, God let them to be delivered over to the shameful affections. And then it talks about, in Romans 1, verse 26, it talks about lesbianism, and verse 27, homosexuality, and that kind of stuff.
Right. In fact, I think you quoted one of your articles, reports in here, how Governor Brown signed the anti-homosexual conversion bill, which means you can't, as a professional therapist, try to convert a homosexual into a non-homosexual, which, when I went to medical school, homosexuality was considered a form of addiction, just like sexual addiction in so-called straight people. It's a form of addiction.
Yeah, they decided that's the law. And, you know, what if, you know, they're trying to do this. They say so supposedly people won't be given false information. But, you know, if you're addicted to anything, you mentioned a couple of things. I thought in the United States it's supposed to be a free country. You had the right to pay for somebody to help you break the addiction. But the state, the governor said no. Well, anyway, getting back to this stuff, it says in Romans 1, verse 32 from the Catholic translation of the Bible, it says, who, having known the justice of God, did not understand that they who do such things are worthy of death, and not only those who do them, but they also that consent to them that do them. So, again, if you use a Catholic translation of the Bible, the term wrath of God, you come up where God's talking about people who do things that the governor has promoted. The
right.
LGBT agenda, for a specific example. But he blamed President Trump, who could have not possibly had anything significant to do with that particular fire. Now, as far as these particular fires, last year I said that unless California repents, the worse things are coming. So as we've seen, we actually have a bigger fire and sets of fires. There's actually a fire down in Southern California that they called the Holy Fire because the area was. Now, when I read about that again today, and they arrested the guy who said it, I want to make it clear that the Holy Fire, the guy didn't say he said it to punish people. But people should not go out and set fires because, and I'm going to go into scriptures about God using fires, but we're not supposed to do that ourselves. We're not supposed to go out and light fires, destroy anything.
Right.
And for those who believe the New Testament, twice it quotes the Old Testament, and I'll read Romans 12, verse 19. Beloved, don't avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. He's thirsty, give him a drink. Before doing so, you'll heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So anybody who claims to believe the Bible should not be going out and setting any kind of a fire. And again, the guy for the Holy Fire, he didn't do that, but I just thought, well, I don't want people to get the idea because God says he uses fire. You should become an instrument of God and do something terrible like that, because that's not what we're supposed to do. God decides when to do that. If we do this, we are terrible criminals. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to go into a couple of scriptures. And there's a scripture, Psalm 148, verse 8, says, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Now,
right.
You may have heard about these things that are calling them firenados, or these traveling...
Firenado, yeah, exactly, firenado, yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Right, and they sound consistent with fire, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. So there's certainly scripture that supports the idea. And as far as these being firenados, let me read something from Job 37, verses 21 to 23. Now, this is going to be from the Message, which is not the same translation I usually use. Anyway, it says, a cyclone sweeps them up, gone. Okay, so some type of a tornado. Relentlessly pursues them. They run this way and that way. There's no place to hide. Pummeled by weather, blown to kingdom come by the storm. And I read some of the accounts of the people in the Redding fire, and they basically said, look, they couldn't believe how fast this was moving. It just destroyed all kinds of things. And scripture is clear that God controls the weather.
Right.
People don't want to believe that. They don't think prayer counts. They don't think God counts, and they don't want to remember any of this stuff.
Right.
They don't believe it's possible. Again, when they go and blame President Trump for what happened last December, it's like that makes no sense. Now, of course, people say, "Well, you're saying that sin can cause God to use fire," and they don't agree. Well, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just reading what the scriptures say. You know, a lot of people don't believe what the Bible says, and that's their decision. But for example, here's one from the Old Testament's book of Nahum, chapter 3, verse 15. There the fire will devour you. Okay? It sounds like God's saying fire can be used by him for those kind of purposes.
Yeah, it's a way of cleansing the land of sin, is what you're saying.
Or to get people to reconsider their ways.
Exactly. In other words, there's always time. As long as there's life, there's time to repent.
Correct.
So it's a wake-up call from God.
Yes.
Wow. Shoppers. So this is important to kind of observe the spiritual side of this. And there's, of course, physical and science, which I can cover in the next segment when we're done here. Because I think there's some physical things going on, but the spiritual side of it, I believe that what's going on is that there's a, you know, we live in what we call an entropic world where there's always decay and change and time and plans and dominance and all the other things. I call the dialectics of the Luciferic control world where the king of this age, I call King Kronos his name, otherwise is Lucifer. And he presides over a decaying world that's constantly in change and dialectics of opposition. And when people commit sin, they get recompense, just like the ancient peoples of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that one up, because that's the first scripture I was going to read.
go ahead and read that, because I think it's important for people to sort of get that idea. I wonder what's going on, or why is that important?
Well, it says in the 7th verse, "As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, in similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." And then in 2 Peter 2:6, Peter wrote that the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah returned into ashes, so they're burned up, condemn them to destruction, make them an example to those who would afterward live ungodly. So the Bible says, look, God did this so we'd find this, we would see this later. And in Amos 4, verse 11 and 12, it talks about God says, "He overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You are a firebrand plucked from the burning. You haven't returned to me. Therefore, this I will do to you, O Israel, because I will do this. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel." So there's this prophecy that says, look, I did this to Sodom and Gomorrah, but if you guys don't switch, it's going to happen to you as well. Or get changed, repent. Now, you mentioned about repentance, so let me read, this is the last thing I'm planning on doing, and this is from Acts 17, verses 30 to 31. It says, "Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He's given assurances of this to us all by raising from the dead." So there's, the Bible says, look, people are to repent. And you see these fires, and they say, well, California's always had fires. That's right. They have. It has. Yet, if you look at the fact that we had such major one last year, you're thinking, okay, well, that's it. We're probably done for, you know, 50 years, 20 years. I don't know. The next year, we've got a bigger one. And then, of course, you've got crazy people who intentionally set them, which is absurd. But, you know, if the warnings are there. And as I said, I wrote last year that if we didn't see repentance in California, we'd see something worse. And already we've got a worse fire. You know, last year we had the fire was in December. This time it's only August, and they're talking about the.
It's going to get a lot worse because we're during the moisture season right now. And in fact, here in San Diego County, which is better than further north, we haven't had rain here in a couple months. We've had a little minor sprinkle about 3 weeks ago, but it only lasted a few minutes. And it's actually quite humid here, believe it or not, besides the temperatures in the 80s, sometimes in the 90s here. So it's warmer than ever. And if you look at the extremes, and I'm going to get into some science here later, but I want people to understand there's some science behind this, but there's also what I call geoclimatic recompense coming to the planet, and especially to places where they're openly sinning. And, of course, the primary sin that we see from California is to sin against the only sacred institution, which is the family. Every nation on earth is built by God based on families. A man and a woman having children, period. And people might think there's another building block like churches or states or governments. No, the building block of nations, according to God, is the family, isn't it? And these are a direct attack on the family, aren't they?
Well, as far as building blocks, we started with Adam and Eve, and God decided they should get together and make children. As far as a building block, let's say the Word of God's the foundation. But as far as for society, society's always been based upon families. And the ones who fail, usually because there's bigger failures in terms of how the family is going. But yeah, we've had major attacks on the family in California. We're going to see more attacks on the family in California. And
well, look at the vaccine strategy. Look at the strategy about schools. You're not allowed to take your children out of school when they're teaching them about alternative sex. They're giving sex hormones to kids before even their parents can make decisions, and they're making children autonomous that they can actually decide that they're, you know, neither male nor female. They're even pushing, the left is pushing this stuff called they call babies. So they're not baby girls or boys until they're four. Then they can decide themselves whether they want to be a boy or a girl, despite the fact. So they want... they want multiple genders, like 36 genders plus, but they don't even ascribe to the idea that there actually is two sexes, even based on biology, which I find so bizarre and anti-science, but they'll slap you in the face and say, disagreeing with us is a form of hate crime. That's what they'll actually say, isn't it? In this crazy state of California, I call it Comifornia. It's a hate crime to disagree with them.
Yeah, it used to be that the truth was a defense, and unfortunately, they're having, because they don't believe the Bible, they don't accept it as truth, then they come up with their own truths, which are not true, and those of us, you know, the Bible says to cry aloud, spare not, tell my people our sins, and they don't like to use that word sin. And that's the other thing that gets me. If they don't believe the Bible, then why do they care if we consider it sin? Okay? Okay, if we consider sexual morality, including the LGBTQ agenda, et cetera, if we consider that
right.
Sin, it's that they don't believe the Bible, at least not the Bible that I understand. Okay,
right.
They shouldn't care at all. What difference does it make to them if we think it's we think it's sin? We say we think God says it. If they don't agree with us, fine. But sadly, they, as you indicated, they don't want you to be able to say that. They don't want you to have freedom of speech.
They don't want you to have an alternative viewpoint. Even if it's based on common sense, biology, you know, and of course they have to understand that these pseudoscientists are what are called dogmatists. They basically say, if you disagree with me, we should not have a dialogue. What your speech is, by definition, is hate. This is what's going on with the alternative media. So in the next two segments after you're gone, I'm going to talk about this specifically, because we've actually identified actually who's doing the creation of what's called a barrage against, quote, hate speech, by just identifying things as sin or identifying things as wrong. For example, Ocasio-Cortez is pushing socialism in wants a Medicare-style system. I know the Medicare-style system in Canada and places like Norway. There hasn't been a child born with Down syndrome in 10 years in Norway. They killed elderly people. They don't talk about it. They just do it, okay, in Canada and socialist countries like Britain. They even block parents from taking a child away to Italy, even though the Pope and the Italian government is going to give citizenship and pay for it. So the fact is that when you have an ungodly system run by ungodly people, they don't want a dialogue for you to even express your opinion that you have a right to it. They want to silence you so you don't have a right to an opinion. In fact, your opinion is offensive enough, it's considered hate speech, even though it's based on biology.
Well, and as we mentioned the last time I was on, which was this nation of Canada, some of the scriptures I was referring to in Romans chapter 1, you're not allowed to, they don't even want religious schools to be able to teach those. Well, I hear your music starting up in the background.
Yeah, we need to get you back on, Dr. Bob.
I'll come on another time.
Absolutely, and we're going to get into some science and some other things. We have tracked down why all the silencing of the social media including the latest, the Big Kahuna, Alex Jones, why they try to silence him and others like me. Guess what? I figured it out. I got my contacts. Story I'm going to cover that I think is very important to understand what's going on with silencing of social media. And it goes back to last year, the purge in Saudi Arabia of a number of princes that were not only following in line with the new Prince Salman. And I have this article from Daily Mail, talks about November 22nd, 2017, how American mercenaries are torturing a Saudi elite and rounding up by a new crown prince and billionaire, Prince Al-Waleed, was hung, of course, upside down. This is Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. They first tortured his daughter, and then they tortured him. I have tons of corroboration from actual sources in the Middle East that this was going on. They also tortured the Lebanese minister, who was actually in Saudi Arabia, and 19 other, apparently, Saudi princes, etc. What they did is, of course, this Talal guy, he was a pretty smart guy. He's actually invested in the high-tech industry. In 97, he bought 5% of Apple before it went and launched the iPhone. So he now is worth $50 billion just in Apple, let alone all his other investments. And they've underestimated his total amount of net worth. It's probably like $100 billion plus. So he's up there with one of the richest men in the world. They tortured the man. And we have pretty good evidence they actually discovered things about his divorce and some activities they consider, quote, homosexuality. And, of course, it's very anathema in Islam. So they decided they were going to start picking off the West. We already know that social media are shadow banning over on Twitter, so they're not making fool things to cut off Alex Jones on Twitter. But a lot of the other social media did it like a firestorm. And it turns out that Constella is basically a division of Blackwater Security that had changed its name to Academy, where the torturers, part of a operation run and controlled by the CIA in conjunction with the Israeli Mossad. And what they did is they actually tortured these billionaires to follow their things. And with Talal, all they had to do was torture and threaten him enough to release his information about his divorce and his so-called homosexual behavior, etc. And so they managed to get him on side to actually contact and shut Apple down, like the Apple broadcast for Alex and the other information. This is what I have from multiple sources. Now, I want them to check it out themselves because, you know, this is my investigation so far. It's only a few days in. So I'm not saying I absolutely have this story nailed down, but I have so much information I'm releasing it out there for you people out there to check on yourselves as well. Now, why is this important? Because the deep state are freaked out about the idea that the so-called blue wave may not happen with the Democrats. And they continued the Mueller investigation. Even Rudy Giuliani said that it shouldn't go to September, which is only 3 weeks away, that it needs to be shut down. Well, the way to shut it down is simply to actually start the attorney who's actually in Hobart, who's in Utah, to actually file investigations and indictments against Mueller for his actions in Uranium One and other things, and actually to force the recruitment of Rosenstein and replacement, because Sessions has been recruited, which is an obscenity. Now, he can't change Sessions until after the 2018 midterms, but unless Sessions gets himself moving forward, he really needs to be replaced as a different attorney general. what I see happening here is that the left and the deep state are an alliance between the CIA and the mobsters around the world. We talked about this yesterday with Matthew. The mobsters run the drug trade, the international human trade, and are actually flooding Europe with people that are actually functionary, if you want to call it, by the handlers of the mobsters in various places in Europe, the Italian mob, the other mobs, etc. And what's going on is it's the drug trade, the human trade, the technology trade, etc. are being run by these mobsters. And it's all managed by the CIA, who actually manages the NSA. And the CIA contracts to these people, the Constellus, who actually did this torturing and turning of Mr. Talal, to literally pull the plug on social media because the state, deep state can't see a big surge. Now, Trump is like the Energizer Bunny. He's going and campaigning all over the place for GOP senators and Congress people. I call them Congress critters. If he succeeds, we'll see a bit of a red ripple or a red wave, and not a blue wave at all. But the Democrats are doubling down. In fact, if you look at some of the latest things on Drudge today, we have various maniacs like Michael Moore saying, ladies and gentlemen, of course, this guy really is over the top. The last president of the United States, and Michael Moore needs to get a life. I mean, the guy is always kind of, you know, whether it's gun control or his hatred of Donald Trump, and anybody who actually supports Donald Trump, and again, we give Donald his criticism and he deserves it. He should have been much more strident against Putin, but he makes some mistakes, like when he did the missile bombing of Syria when there was no proof that the Syrians used missiles. He's making another mistake here, probably for the sake of this Mueller investigation to go after Putin and the Russians, because I have from my tech sources that, in fact, the chemical weapons were used against these former Russian spy and his daughter were actually from Britain and Portland down and did not come from Russia, were never used in Russia. So the fact is that what we're seeing right now is a British scam, and unfortunately, Trump is surrounded by advisors that accept some of this information that's false, like the initial statement that there were chemical weapons used, say, in Syria, in this particular district. The fact is this was a mistake. And I will call Trump when he makes mistakes. He needs to have time. In fact, I've been talking to Scott Adams, who couldn't make it today, but he'll be doing a simulcast on Saturday, to kind of clarify these issues, because me with above top secret clearance and still contacts and ways of finding out information, and others that are actually brave enough to actually say this on air, we know the deep state is now a fight between the Pentagon and in military intelligence and the CIA and its affiliate mobsters that are embedded deeply in government and administration from former administrations like the Bush and the Obama administrations that are directly, we call PNAC globalists. And it's a combination of using global strategic power of mega capitalists like Talal and others and manipulating or frightening them to do their bidding. And the mobsters don't mind. They're bringing in the illegal drugs to the tune of $2 trillion a year to America and creating this disaster of killing more people in automobile accidents. But it's all run by the same mob. That's why they're flooding Europe with functionaries, because they're breaking down the culture of Europe and they don't want representative government. So the basic thesis is the deep state is making a final thrust for power by trying to silence the right and the conservatives. And they should not be able to silence Alex raising his questions or any other conservative or person asking questions. Now, they categorize as hate speech because this is a quick and dirty way of silencing people by saying if you don't agree with LGBT or homosexuality or Muslims. And we've had Bill Warner on the program. In fact, Bill was on just here last week for half an hour. I believe he was on Friday. We had Bill on, and a lot of his friends, we have Tony Robinson, who's a British activist, who was not only thrown into prison, but he was actually given a warning that he was thrown into prison, that he was thrown into a prison where he could be assaulted and or murdered by Muslims. They're even throwing excrement at him. He finally got out, but they're going to retry him here in the not-too-distant future. So in Britain, basically, freedom of speech is gone. Freedom of movement is gone. When they wouldn't let that baby leave to go to Italy with a helicopter on the roof of the hospital. And we see that with the aggressive control of socialists like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders Claus. You want to have health care for all Americans, and it's affordable, and it doesn't raise the cost also of goods, so you can incorporate occupational medicine for factories, so a car doesn't cost $12,000 more to build it in Ohio as it does in Ontario, Canada. I could solve that. I know how to put the solutions. I'm going to put together a series of PowerPoints. You get through to the president. I want to get a conference call with him, as well as other experts like Scott Adams and Lowell Ponte, who's been doing broadcasting for 50 years, and writing and working in think tanks. The president is deficient information. Obviously, if he thinks that the toxicology that's going on here in Britain indicates that the Russians did this, no, it didn't. I have my own toxicology sources that shows it was a lie, just like the lie of the Syrian toxic effects with the White House from Britain lying to the public. So the fact is, the deep state is trying to silence the conservative right before the 2018 election so they can impeach Trump and literally turn America into a disaster zone and a civil war. That's their goal.
Did you know that?
Back, and I wanted to talk about some of the science now in this last segment about what's going on in the surge of temperatures around the planet and what's really happening. And I'm going to post up some links and some science. I think I may have put together a PowerPoint and a video this weekend. But what's going on is there's a release of what's called gas hydrates in the deep interior of the Earth. And these gas hydrates are releasing now from the methane hydrates from permafrost and from the deep oceans off of, say, Pendleton Marine Corps, off of Italy, around the world. And methane hydrates release methane, which is 16 times more of a greenhouse gas. It's not caused by our number of SUVs. It's caused by the Earth releasing massive amounts. For example, the amount of methane hydrates at the ocean floor is equivalent to 6,000 times the oil, the energy produced by the world's oil producing. So, in some places, the methane hydrates are up to 2,000 or 3,000 feet deep, say at the Gulf of Mexico. And when they expand from the solid methane hydrates to the surface, they expand over 684 times in terms of total volume. The methane hydrates are the primary thing that's driving the weather right now. It's not driven by industry. And it's because periodically, every so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, there's a disjunction where the mantle is moved by the crust like steaming a peach, a Georgia peach, where these crusts, the lithosphere or the moves on the mantle called a lithospheric disjunction. So the massive surge in methane hydrates, and they're lying to you when they tell you it's due to CO2. The other thing is we need to have more, because it takes only about 6 months and the methane is converted to CO2, which is much less of a greenhouse gas. And of course the CO2, because it's heavier, it actually gets converted by a phytoplankton. 80% of the world's oxygen originates from phytoplankton in the upper 30 feet, or 10 meters of ocean water. So if we just re-engineered a new form of phytoplankton to convert the CO2 back to oxygen, the oxygenation would help raise the oxygen from 19%, which has dropped from 21 to 19. It would also re-energize our ozone layer. That's the second part of the reason for fires. Our ozone layer is considerably thinner because of Fukushima Daiichi and post-geriatric nuclear reactors. And these radiotoxins punch holes in the ozone layer because you need three things to form ozone to block background: X-rays, high-energy ultraviolet light. So the ultraviolet light in the last 24, 25 years has increased by 74 to 75%. Ultraviolet A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer because it damages DNA, and D is so powerful it goes through the side of a building. You have to understand that the next beyond the ultraviolet light is higher energy energy forms of electromagnetic fields that will penetrate through your skin or through buildings and so on. That's why skin rates and cancer rates are going through the ceiling, and the cataract rates. It also, when it hits your skin, it actually suppresses your immune system. So we tell people, don't go out in the sun and direct sun between 10 and 3. You know, go out in the sun after or before that, or make sure you wear sun protective clothing that's going to block the UV light, not just a sun protectant lotion. A lot of the lotions, in fact, especially if they're polyphenols, they themselves are cancer-inducing agents. So don't use skin things unless they're a material such as titanium dioxide, which isn't penetrated and absorbed into the body, or some forms of zinc oxide or other materials that will block the sunlight itself or clothing. So the second fire retardant is ultraviolet light. So it's drying out and also increasing it. The third is actually the presence of nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere. I know, having been a doctor taking care of employees working on the geoengineering of the world climate, that they actually moved the stations they did in Alaska into space-based torsion field imaging and control systems, needing the upper atmosphere to be turned into a plasma with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. I took care of the pilots actually flying up at 80,000 feet, Hercules C-130, and putting out drones to spray the upper atmosphere two times the height of commercial airliners and even military jets, 80,000 feet. And what these do is they spread these Dyson sphere heavy isotopes or nanoparticle isotopes of thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. Well, barium nanoparticles is somewhere around 80,000 times more toxic than lead. Aluminum is also toxic to the brain, etc., so it's having health effects, but it allows them to control not only the weather, but to trigger geoclimatic events and tectonic events. If they know the time or frequency of a specific tectonic plate, they can actually trigger the drop in the mu, or resistance in the rock surface, by hanging the resonant frequency of the plates, so they can set up a harmonic resonant frequency over a specific plate, say in China, which they did about 5-6 years ago, that killed 250,000 people, including 90,000 children. So that's the next thing, is they're actually doing geoclimatic, what we call weather warfare. And then the next thing is they're putting drones. In fact, in Northern California, I have my military contacts. There were so many drones in the sky over these car fire that they actually interfered with helicopters dropping fire retardant. So we have to understand that there's a concerted effort. And then we look at the physical things. I worked in British Columbia in 1977 in lower British Columbia. And what happened is, if you don't clear out the dust and the dead trees and don't clear out the fire retardant, and also fires that are going through the roots of trees from a previous fire that can migrate for miles by creating fire breaks, etc., and cleaning out the dust, you're going to have fires. Now, we add to that the use of power lines that have smart electricity on them. Smart electricity causes power surges that can form sparks. And, of course, you have here in California, chaparral. Chaparral are very good duff because for millions of years, the chaparral would actually spontaneously go into fire, and the fire would actually release the seeds. So it would cause another release of chaparral once it got some rain, if they had normal rain cycles, because there's rain and drought cycles that are natural, but these are definitely amplified. One of the other things they're doing is they're blocking the Pineapple Express moisture train that comes in from Hawaii, which also blocks radiation from Fukushima Daiichi. People in Seattle, Washington, I have from my own scientific contacts, were absorbing within 2 to 3 weeks after Fukushima 7 radioisotope particles per day. So when they came out a few weeks ago with the report that there's some minor tainting of wine in Northern California, the entire Northern Hemisphere is being tainted with radiation. It's all by determined, because the fact is that the TEPCO plant is only an umbrella company. All the service companies that would do all the remediation to get rid of those isotopes or block the neutron flux that allows neutron beams to come out of the ground into space and cause blue beams into the space around Fukushima, or releases radiotoxins like tritium, which can do DNA intercalation, slide your codons and shatter DNA, or the radiotoxins like thorium, strontium, barium, and cesium. All these radiotoxins are being released in the troposphere, and they're actually worse than they were even 7 years ago. And all these are fire accelerants. And they do that because they actually change the oxidative stress to plants and animals, so they increase the chances of the fire being started. So we have multiple reasons. Now, what's going on is the massive surge in methane hydrates could take weeks, you know, months or years. I don't know the date, but I know that it's a prerequisite beyond the magnetic field changing of the planet, where we now have two south magnetic poles. We have a giant geoclimatic magnetic hole in the South Atlantic that is open, and at 5 diameters of the Earth, it's actually 22,000 miles wide. And that means there's no protection against cosmic rays, background ultraviolet radiation, etc., to the Southern Atlantic Ocean near Antarctica. That is a giant hole down there that actually goes into deep space around the planet, up to the Van Allen radiation belt. The first three layers of the belt are 22,000 miles. It's 5 Earth diameters. So what's happening is there's space weather linked to it. We're seeing changes in the sun, which means the sun's acting like it's going to cause a coronal mass ejection. We're due for a Carrington event. We have the disjunction about to occur sometime in the future. Maybe it's decades away or a decade away. I don't know, but it means the release of massive methane hydrates indicates we're on the way to a major surge in radiation from space, major increase in fire retardant effect, fire accelerant effect of that in ultraviolet light, combined with nanoparticle aluminum, which is a fire accelerant. We have a change in the atmosphere, and then we're using drones that are actually fire starters, and even people that we call arsonists that are out there actually starting fires. But the governments are actually trying to depopulate areas around the country and around the world. And they're not dealing with the climatic things that are galactic and solar on purpose. So that's the science behind it. Now, the spiritual side is we have such a corrupt world that's run by Luciferic globalists that the judgment against California and the judgment against nations around the world is going to get hotter and hotter. And there will be a day when the ultraviolet light will fry the crops and turn them white. In one day, the crops will fail if there's a surge in ultraviolet light to kill the crops in 45 minutes. And in the next coming days and weeks, the crops will turn white in the fields. That day is coming. That's what's happening on the science side. On the spiritual side, we have a corrupt CIA and deep state and globalist satanic luciferic agenda fighting against the Pentagon and military intelligence and Trump. And we need to reopen up these things, the truth about what's going on in our satanic luciferic world.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.